You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymouse. In this podcast, I'm going to do the unboxing and thoughts on the AirPod Max. The AirPod Max is the new luxury or premium version of Apple's headphones. They have always sold Beats headphones, and for the longest time, those were a really good set of headphones to own. That is somewhat owned by Apple that they bought out, which was called Beats. Just like the AirPod line of audio, we have the AirPods, we have the AirPod Pros, and now we have the AirPod Max. This is the over-the-ear headphones. This is what makes a difference on the different types of headphones. Over-the-ear means it goes around the ear and outside of your ear, not on the ear. Some of the smaller headphones will just place on top of your ear, but these are over-the-ears. These are definitely what I call premium or promercials, I like to call it. There's always these commercial lines of headphones, and then we have these professional sets of headphones. I call these kind of a promercial because the cost factor is quite high for something that they are selling. So let's go to the box itself. The box itself is pretty much a rectangular box. It's probably about 14 inch by 14 inch and about 3 inches deep. It is wrapped up with a shrink wrap. And once you remove the shrink wrap, before I move on top of the box is the actual picture of the AirPod Max. And on the side, it should contain your serial number and models and things like that. So that is on the box itself. And if you haven't noticed, all the boxes seem to come that way now. So when you get the iPhone box, there's a picture of the iPhone on top. There's a serial number on the side. If you get a HomePod or HomePod Mini, same thing. There's a picture of that item on top of the box with the serial number. So everything looks pretty much just like any other box that Apple puts out. It's a very thick cardboard and very well nice. You can tell this is very well made, and quality is what Apple is putting into this box and every other box that they put in. Once you open up the box itself, right there, right in front of you is going to be your AirPod Max. It is just laid out right there. When you remove the AirPod Max, it is in its case and it's got a wrapper on it. It's kind of a paper material feeling that is wrapping around the protect the AirPod Max. And when you put that to the side, and within the box, you're going to feel this little, in the middle of the box, there's this little protruding part. And you'll feel that one, you'll know what I'm talking about when you feel this little protruding part. Right below this, there's a secret compartment, which I didn't realize that was there. I knew it had to be somewhere. But just beneath that, when you open the box, make sure that when you took the AirPod Max out itself, that the ears cups itself is facing towards you. So the box is towards you and the ear cups is towards the bottom. So that protruding part right below that is a secret compartment. You kind of feel it at the bottom towards the box. There's a little hole and you pull up on that. And that is where it has the sleeves for your manual and warranty information and things like that. Underneath that is where you will find the Lightning cord to USB-C connector. So these connectors are the newer type. The USB-C is much smaller than what we are used to with the older USBs that are a little bit wider and fatter. The USB-Cs, this is the way to go. This is where the direction they're going with. Everything seems to be going this direction. And obviously, you would think that the price we've paid for the AirPod Max, that it would come with the charger, or I call the brick, the power charger. It does not. So you do not get a charger with it. You get a lightning cord to charge it with, but you have nothing to connect it with to charge it. You will need to buy this brick from the Apple Store to be able to put it directly to the wall connection or plug if you want to do it that way. If you have the older lightning to USB, that will still work as well. So if you have one of those lying around, use that to charge up your device or your AirPod Max in this case. Theoretically, on the newer computers, especially on the Max, I have a Windows computer here. It does have a USB-C on the side, and that will directly connect into that as well to charge it. My power bank has that USB-C to charge it. So it's starting to become more the normal thing. I think we're going to see more and more of those instead of the older USB style. So that is in the box, and that's all you get in the box. If you want to get the wired for the AirPod Max, you want to have a wired format that goes from the AirPod Max directly to the computer in a 3.5 jack, you'll have to buy that separately as well. So let's get to the AirPod Max itself. It had the paper wrapper around it itself, and immediately you will notice that it is surrounded in a case. So take the wrapper off. You'll have to undo the claps. The claps is up towards the top center, and it's magnetically clapped. So if you unclap that, all the paper just comes undone, and we remove the paper itself. Now, the AirPod Max is in its carrying case. It's, it's strange. You probably heard many things about it, or if you have not, it is the most unusual case I've ever seen in my life. I'm not a huge fan of it. It is nice feel to it. It feels kind of it's kind of feel like rubbery plastic on the case itself, and it has a velvet lining inside to protect the ear cups. However, that's all it protects. Is it's like two pockets, but tied together. And another way to doing it, and I know this is crazy, but some people call it a futuristic bra. Yes, I know. And so think of the bra that has two cups, and that's where your ear cups of your headphones goes in. So there's two pockets. It slides in towards the top, and that's what protects the AirPod Max itself. However, the headband that comes out on top of the AirPods is exposed, so it does not have a cover. So it's not a full case, it's just a partial case just to protect the cup itself, and you carry it around like a purse. That's pretty much what I can explain how it shapes. Once you remove the paper and take the AirPod Max out, now the first thing you're going to notice when you unclap it and take the paper off and take it out, you're going to notice your iPhone will chime. It says it's ready to pair, but we'll get to that in a few moments. If you want to continue to explore, you're going to notice there is a protective cardboard cup inside each of the earphone. So the left and right, there's a little cup in there. You'll have to remove those two protective items. And voila, now you have the AirPod Max in your hand. First thing you're going to notice is, wow, it's all metal. It is amazing. The cup itself is aluminum. It's cold to touch. It will leave fingerprints, I should say. It will leave that on there. However, because I'm blind, I don't really see this, but I've heard my wife tell me that there can be fingerprint smudges on it. Kind of a bummer about that, but I like the heavy metal feel to it. It is heavy, and that's the first thing I noticed. It is heavy. It's not quite a pound, but pretty darn close to a pound. I want to say it's about 13.5-14 ounces. That gives you an idea how heavy this is. If you are familiar with other brands such as the Sony and Bose, I will mention those time to time throughout the podcast. So when I refer to the Sony and Bose, I'm talking about the Sony WH-1000XM family and the Bose 700 series. So I think they're called the Bose Noise Cancellation 700. So when I say Bose and Sony, those are the top of the line of those two tiers in commercial branding of those headsets. And the reason I mentioned those two, those are probably about 8 to 9 ounces. So you can see it's about a third pound lighter. But because of the premium price you put into it, it is metal feeling. So the aluminum ear cups are there along with a steel headband and are totally all metal. It is really great to feel. It is very durable. And you can definitely tell the high quality that they put into this headphones. It is meant to last. I absolutely love the feel of it. When I go back to my Sony and I feel it, it's like, wow, I thought this was a premium feeling. Now it feels like a kind of a cheap plastic feel to it because it's lighter and it has a plastic. So when you put your hand on it, it's kind of injustice to explain how it feels, but it is really nice. Now towards the top of the headband is kind of unusual. It has a fork-like on each side of your left and right of your head, and it forks out, leaves a center hole at the top, and in between this is what we call a canopy, or Apple likes to call it a canopy. It has a mesh feeling to it. So when you feel it, it feels almost like If you have a HomePod or anything like that, if you feel the mesh or the fiber that they put on that those devices, it feels like that mesh. It does feel like, it sure feels like you can put your finger through it and things like that. You want to be extremely careful that you don't pack these into anything that's sharp or can poke through it. That's one of the fear I had about with the mesh. I'm not sure if they're replaceable, but they are towards the top, and those are to help to alleviate the weight of the headphones. And I'll get into that in a few moments here. Let's focus on the foam or the pad that you will see on the ear cup themselves. The foam itself is unique. It's kind of a gel-like. So when you push on it, it feels like a gel, but it's a memory foam. So this is not something I've seen with other brands like that. It's got a cloth material around this foam itself, which is kind of a nice thing because some of the other headphones like the Sony and the Bose, you'll see a lot of these pads, they are either plastic or leather, and sometimes leather fro. And so they are not exactly breathable material, so they can get pretty hot pretty quickly, and after an hour, your ears are like sweating. On these, they are breathable materials, and it is very nice feeling. So it's always cool. It's never hot on my ears or in the cup itself. So these are breathable materials. So you got this gel memory foam pad around the ear. Now, if you were to pull on these, you'll notice they're magnetically attached. So this makes it really nice. And when you pull it hard enough, the whole cup comes apart, so the foam itself just kind of plies off, so you can put that a magnet put back on. These are replaceable this way, so I can just take these foam off, buy different colors or whatever I have not, and then place them on there. Where my Sony and Bose, they do come off, but they're not magnet. They're kind of a you have to tuck in there, or you have to have this rim that has to be sealed back in, and it's kind of a tricky, but this is just so much easier. You can actually pull it apart. And when you can kind of explore in there, you'll be able to feel the driver and everything that's on the underneath that. You can actually feel the different holes of the sensors. Because it's breathable material, so when you crank this headphone all the way up to the top loudness, it will bleed through more than you would hear on the Sony and Bose, just because those are sealed. They're not breathable material, so we have a little bit more bleeding issue there. There are 9 microphones located across the AirPod Max itself. 2 of those are inside the cup. So each of the earphone cups, we have the optical sensors, which I'll explain in a few seconds. And then we have the 2 microphones I was telling you about, and it has adaptive audio sensor. I'll explain that as well too. Back to the microphone, the 2 microphones located inside the cups, those are for noise cancellation. So it's always on. So it senses around you. If your noise cancellation is on, it will sense what's around it and try to cancel those noises out. So that's what the 2 microphones inside are for. You'll be able to feel the microphone notches around the edge of the cup itself. It's kind of a squarish rectangular cups. They're not round like you may have seen. These are actually big and bulky, and they are squarish like metal. And around this metal, there are other microphones you'll be able to feel. There's like small indentions, and those are the microphones. 3 of those microphones will be used for your phone conversation. If you use your headphones for phone or FaceTime audio, those 3 microphones will be specifically for that. And the rest of the external speakers or microphone are for transparent mode, which we'll get back to that. Let's get back to the optical sensor I was telling you about inside your cup. That is for when you put the headphones down or off of your ear, it will automatically know that you have taken it off, because the optical sensor will detect that it's not on your head anymore. The weird thing is about this, there is no on and off with this headphone. So essentially, when you take off your headphones, it will know that it's off of your head. If you place it down on something, after 5 minutes of not using it, it will automatically go to something called low power mode. And this will kind of goes into what we call basically call a sleep mode. And then when you pick it up, put it back on your headphones, it turns itself back on. It's like magic. It's really kind of cool. I like this. And you would think it would chew up the battery real quickly like this, but it really doesn't. It doesn't really go through the battery that much. And you get a 20-hour battery life out of this AirPod Max. And that's at 50% volume and with noise cancellation on. So that is a long time you can have with these headphones. even if you just plug it in for a short period of time, I want to say it was about 15 minutes, you'll get another hour and a half charge of it. So that's how quickly it charges up one of these headphones for you. The other thing to note, if it's not in the case itself, after 3 days, it will go into something called ultra power mode. This essentially turns off everything because when it's in low power mode, it still has Bluetooth activities going on and you're able to use the Find My to find your headphones with this when it's on. After 3 days, it goes into ultra mode. It turns off the Bluetooth and the Find My at this point gets turned off. If you put it straight into the case, it will automatically go into low power mode. It doesn't go into ultra power mode, just low power mode immediately, so it doesn't have to wait for 5 minutes. If you leave it in the case for more than 18 hours after that, then it goes into ultra power mode. So yes, it's always got to be powered. It has to be on. And yes, if I have it wired up to my computer, per se, it will not work if the battery is gone, which is unlike some other headphones I have seen or have, is that even if the battery's dead, I'm able to plug in the 3.5 into the computer or the source, and I'll still be able to get something out of it. That is not the case with the AirPod Max. Once the battery's dead, it's dead. It needs to be charged up. So that's the most important thing to note, and some of the big differences you will see between this and other headsets like Sony and Bose. The other sensor that I mentioned in their ear cup is the auditorial sensor. This is where when you put your headset onto your head, it makes a complete seal around your ear. If you're wearing glasses or it has a little hole or gap, it's automatically sensing and readjusting the frequency, the mid-tone and low tone, all the time. So it gives you the best balanced sound no matter how the ear cup is placed on your head with glasses or not. So that is a big plus as well. I like that aspect as well. Let's talk about the controls on the headphones. If you put the headphones onto your head, the right side is where all the controls are at. So at the top left, and I like the controls on top much better on the side or on the bottom. Those other brands, Sony's and Bose, seems to be on the side or on the bottom or physically faced on the side itself. I don't like how those feel. When I felt this one, it's like it was just naturally meant to be at the top. And it was really cool how this works. And there's only two things on top of your, on your right ear headphones. The top left portion of your right ear cup is a large digital crown. This is a very similar digital crown that you will find in your Apple Watch. It has a round, flat circle. And this is the digital crown. It's a larger version of it compared to the Apple Watch. And on the upper side, right side, is a button. It's more of a side button. And you just push that button. And that triggers your noise cancellation to transparent. One of my, love that feature too. That allows you to have noise cancellation on. And you click it, transparent means that the microphones around your headphones will pick up everything outside. So everything outside is being picked up by the microphones around the ear cups, and it feeds it into your ear. So you can listen to music or shows and still be able to hear what's going on in and around you. So if somebody's talking to you, you'll know that they're talking to you and you'll be able to talk back. I promise you, once you put that noise cancellation back on, you cannot hear anything out of this. It's really amazing. Obviously, it has a certain point where it can't cancel out everything, but all the hums and all the different noises going around you, it will just simply fade away. Just a typical noise cancellation headphones should do. The digital crown turns, and that is your volume. So if you turn, I believe it's counterclockwise, it turns volume up, and clockwise turns the volume down. It is so beautiful. It's smooth. It's not like the buttons on the iPhone or a button that just go click, click, click. On my Bose, it's an actual button. It just go click, click, click. This one just is like an analog dial, and you just like turn up the volume. It's just a really nice touch to it. Again, you can tell the quality and the premium that they put into this headphones itself and the thought that went into it. So that is a nice feature. Now, the digital crown is pressable. If you push it down once, just click it. That is how you play your media, and press it once and it stops the media. This is how you answer your phone as well. If you just click it, and then you can answer the phone and then click again and it will hang up the phone. If you press it down and hold it, that will initiate the Ahoy Siri manually. Otherwise, the Ahoy Siri, and I can't say the H word because it'll activate all my Siri around me. I have too many devices in the ecosystem to activate it, so sorry about that. Anyhow, you can use that word anytime freely, or if you want to manually activate it, you just press down the digital crown once and hold it and then initiate the Ahoy Siri. If you press the digital crown quickly twice, that will go to the next track. And if you triple click the digital crown, it will go to previous track. Now, past the controls, when you put the headphones on, you'll notice that the canopy takes all the weight off of your head. It feels like the headphones is literally putting all the pressure on the canopy. Thus, for it makes the headphones at this point very light. You don't really feel it all that much. I mean, obviously, it's still this big honking thing around your head, but the weight of it seems to be lifted, which is absolutely cool. Now, if you move around quite quickly, you'll be able to feel that weight going around. So obviously, this is not something that you want to run in or anything like this. This is definitely something you want to use at home, or if you travel with something, you want to have something that's good quality headphones and you're stationary, this is definitely the one to look at. That is what it's geared towards too. The other thing that's to note, it is not a collapsible headphones like the other ones. They may kind of fold up in different ways. This does not fold up in any way. Yes, the ear cups themselves does swivel. It has a spring action to it where if you go out to a little bit too much, it'll spring back, but it will tilt to a 90 degree angle, so it will lay flat into the case or onto a table. Now let's get into some of the thoughts here. A lot of people probably ask, can I wear this using just Bluetooth on computers and such that are not Apple ecosystem? Yes, I have this plug into my computer itself. I have gone through the Bluetooth and I have used the wired version. Both work just fine. Obviously, you're not going to be able to use the Ahoy Siri or some of the features on it. It will not work with that. And that makes sense. The pairing with it is extremely simple and seamless. It is beautiful. It's not like the Bluetooth pairing that you have to do. You do not have to go to settings, go to Bluetooth and pair it with it and make sure that the headphones in pairing mode and you don't have to put any digits in it. That's the beauty about the Apple products, is that they have something called the H1 chip that allows the Apple devices around it to sense that there's other devices and it knows that it's there. So back in the instance when I was taken out of the case itself, when I unclapsed the magnet claps itself and I took the paper off, the setup just popped up right on the iPhone and it just says pair. And I just double tap that, boom, and you're paired into it. You don't have to do anything beyond that. And it remembers it every time. So every time I pick up my headphones, it just automatically connects to it. It does have the newer Bluetooth 5.0, so it's really great. No, there will always be latency. A lot of people ask, does it have latency? Well, everything with Bluetooth will have latency. It always does, especially with noise cancellation. Is it minimal? Yeah, it is very minimal. Do I notice it? No. I can go through my iPhone very quickly without any hesitation. The technology of Bluetooth has gotten really, really good now. For those that are really finicky and yes, it will never beat the analog wired version. And yes, even with the wired version on the AirPod Max, it's not actual analog. It's still plugged in into it. As I mentioned before, if the battery isn't on, it still doesn't work. So it's always some digital process going on there. And yes, even with the wired, there is a very, very, very small latency on this. So that is probably the downfall, is that small latency and the fact that you always have to have battery charge on there. So that part you should know about. Let's talk about noise cancellation. There always seems to be about this huge war about noise cancellation. Who's the best? Who's that and that? We all know that Sony has been the king of noise cancellation for years to come, and especially on the 1000 models, those are the king of noise cancellation. How is the Apple AirPod Max comparison? I'll be honest, It seems like a nudge better than Sony. And yes, I know those are fighting words, right? But I do feel that the noise cancellation is a little bit better. But I'll be honest, it's pretty much on par as the Sony. So really, the Sony and the Apple, I think, is pretty comparable when it comes to noise cancellation. Another pro to the AirPod Max I like about this is when you crank this up, I mean a maximum volume, you don't get the distortion like I do with the Sony and Bose. It gets to the point where it just kind of gets distorted, or it's just getting to the point where it's just loud. It's just like overly loud. It's not very clear. No, it doesn't get as loud as you would get on a Sony or Bose, but you also don't get the distortion. So there's some big differences there. So the clarity is there, even though when you turn it and crank it all the way up, which is kind of a nice thing. Another con thing I want to throw in there too is because the special case I was telling you about is a very unique case. I am not a fan of the case, especially that it doesn't fully protect the whole thing. So the top portion I was telling you about, the canopy, is messy. I'm kind of worried if I were to bring this on with me, I almost have to carry it separately and not put it in my backpack, because I'd be more worried about something poking through that. So you got to be very careful on that. If they were to come out, I am definitely going to buy a third-party case that will protect the headband portion of it instead of just portion of it. You know, the carrying case has a special magnetic clap to it, which is a great touch. A lot of the Apple products have this magnetic claps, and I love that feeling. And that actually puts the phone to, or I should say, that actually puts the headphone into sleep mode. That's how it knows when it's in the case. That magnet claps to it, and that's what puts it to sleep. I would imagine that a third party, or if Apple decided to have a full case protection that would do that. I will have to say the case is going to be quite larger than I would say on my Sony and Bose. Those seem to be kind of just tucked up real nice into a ball or something smaller. This is not going to be a portable little thing. It's just the case is just really big. So it's really going to be designed for home uses a lot. Regardless, I'm definitely going to take this on when I'm traveling, especially on a plane and things. It is going to be big. So that's one thing to also consider. Weight is another option to think about. This is something seriously to consider, because the weight of this, as I mentioned before, is heavy. I wouldn't say it's so heavy that it's unbearable. No, I'm just talking about comparison to Sony and Bose. They're definitely a heavier headset. Because of the canopy, they do alleviate a lot of the head weight, or I should say the headphone weight of itself. It makes it feel very comfortable to wear. I don't really notice it too much as the weight. It really does a fantastic job. Now, if you have some neck issues, or if you have a smaller head or things like that, the headphones might be just too overbearing and very large. They are pretty large. I some of the Bose headphones are very small. They're sleek, and they have small cups, and they go around the ear or over the ear, like I mentioned before. But the Bose seems to be a lot tighter, so they're much more snug. So I tend to have more problems with glasses or hearing aids on those models. These AirPod Max, they are huge. So the cup itself is very large. You can have very large ears and not have a problem. There's lots of room between my hearing aid and to the rim of the foam itself. So that is something to consider as well. If you're one of those people that like to have headphones laying down in bed and such, this is definitely not going to work for you. It's because they're so large. It's not very comfortable to be on a pillow. However, if you're sitting up in bed, obviously something like this will work just fine. So this is not going to be like an AirPod where you can just kind of lay down and put those in your ear and go to sleep with. That is not going to be the case on that. As I mentioned before, the quality, hands down, the Apple AirPod Max feels so much better, and you will tell in your hand, and I know this is hard to believe, but it is worth every penny when you feel one of these. You do feel like it is made well, and obviously from Apple, it does feel great in your hand, where the Sony, it feels plasticky, and I feel like I can break it pretty easily on these. I feel like they're a little harder to break by accident. Let's talk about the audio. A lot of people are saying, which audio is better? Which audio is better? This is where it's going to be the eye of the beholder, as in everybody's going to see it differently. And I will be totally honest with you on that. Right out of the box, I would say my Apple AirPod Max is unbelievably awesome. The sound is very well balanced, meaning that everything sounds very well defined. Yes, the Sony comes out more of a warm feeling, and it has seemed to have more of a bass feeling to it. So if you are out of the box and you're a hip hop person and things like that, obviously you're going to like the Sony sounds better because it's more of a thump, thump, thump. Not that the Apple's doesn't give a thump. It does give a thump, but right out of the box, it does not. The downside of the Apple, it doesn't come with any customized presets. So you are stuck with the preset that comes with the AirPod Max. Yes, I can set the presets under the settings music, but that is only for the music and for the Apple Music itself. Other than the accessibility portion where you can adjust the quality of the sounds, that's the only things you can change with that. However, I will say I have heard things on this AirPod Max I have never heard before. There are several songs that I just like, wow. I was listening to U2 the other day, and I was able to hear every notch of that. Every time he hit that bass guitar and thumped on it, you can just feel that thumping like you were right there. And I just can't explain it. It's very hard to explain without you having to feel it yourself. It is just like you're right there. And if you ever have a HomePod, I've done some unboxing on those. And the HomePod Mini, I mentioned to you that it's extremely clear. It is just amazing the clear. It's like with my Sony, I thought I heard things very well. And you do hear things very well for that preset. And honestly, I was like, wow, it's like removing a film in clarity when it comes to the AirPod Max. So I think, wow, it is sounds really, really good. Now, in saying that, could I get my Sony? Now, Sony allows you to have an app and you can adjust the presets yourself. So you have these customized things. Could I mimic pretty darn close to my AirPod Max? Yeah, I think you could. I think if you took some time to it and preset it, you could probably get pretty darn near it. However, that's where it stops. So what I'm talking about is, number one, these are artificial headphones, meaning that you come out of the box, they have some sort of a digital processing going on, and they have their own set of equalization. So this headphone is not for professionals. Those that are audiophiles and really like professional headphones, and yes, there are headphones outside of these Sony's, Bose, and Apple. There are some big names out there you probably never heard of that goes from $500 to several thousand dollars worth. They are elite premium headphones for professionals that are very particular about sounds. To me, that's crazy. I'm just a normal guy. I like to do podcasts and things like that. And I tell you, my experience with the sound on the AirPod Max is unbelievable experience. I have heard chords and tunes I didn't know existed. It's just like, I've never noticed that before. And I was able to hear this portion. I was like, wow. So the clarity is bar none the best. I think it's awesome. Now, can I say this is better than a Sony? Not really. Really, if you're happy with your Sony and you are good with the sound, I think the sound quality on a Sony is awesome. I think the noise cancellation is awesome. AirPod Max has the same par about noise cancellation, but when it comes to audio quality right out of the box, there's something to it. I just can't explain. It does have a nudge better in audio. I really do believe that because I have hearing aids. First, it is very comfortable with my hearing aids with over the ear. I don't get squished out. It doesn't squeal or anything like that. It's beautiful. When I turn noise cancellation on, for the darnest reason, I can't figure this out, but when I'm on Sony and I turn the noise cancellation on, I get this pressure in my ear. It goes like this, boom. And you know what I'm talking about. It's like this really uncomfortable feeling. And after an hour, you can really feel that noise cancellation pressure on it. This, I don't know what they did. It must be very subtle, but I don't get that suction feeling, that pressure feeling when I use the noise cancellation on the AirPod Max, which is a bonus as well. Where the AirPod Max shines, and this is where it comes down to, is it worth more the money? It really comes down to the Apple ecosystem. This headphones is designed strictly for the Apple ecosystem. If everything you own on the Apple ecosystem, it is amazing experience because Apple Music is designed. They specifically designed their music to be the best and digitally processed just right for the AirPod Max. That is not what you're going to get with the Sony. I can put the Sony on my iPhone and I'll get two different results. Even if I change the equalizer, it's a totally different experience. Apple TV, I'm sitting there and listening to the Greyhound movie. I can hear things. It was just like, wow, it is just so crisp. And the biggest feature I like about it is the spatial audio. Let me explain the spatial audio thing. Spatial audio is only a feature on Apple products, and the AirPod Max is no exception. It comes with it. I'm going to show you how to set that in a few moments here. You have other settings you can do with your AirPod Max on your iPhone as well. When you turn the spatial audio on, it gives you the sensation that you are in a surround stereo, 5-to-1 surround stereo system at home. So surround system means, you know, you have your four corners and you have your center. That is essentially what you get in spatial audio. So I'm listening to Greyhound. I can hear these missiles or whatever's shooting at the Greyhound. You can just hear that go thunk, and it's just like, oh, wow, it's incredible. Or there's a Charlie Brown Christmas. When Linus throws a snowball at Charlie Brown, you can physically hear it just go from left to right in your ears. So the situation when I listen to shows and movies is incredible. It's like right there, I feel like I'm in a movie theater, but it's on my ears without interrupting with anybody else. I have never experienced such a phenomenon like this called spatial audio. That is amazing experience to wear. You actually hear things to the left and right. And let's just say somebody in the movie is talking to them on the left side. Let's say you hear somebody talking on the left. Guess what? If you move your headphones, it has a built-in accelerometer and a gyroscope in the left ear cup. And when you move your head towards the left, you're going to hear that voice as if it's talking to you in front of you in the center. And if I turn back to the front, that person's talking to the left again. That is a truly amazing experience you cannot get with anything else that I could find. But because Apple ecosystem is so tightly integrated, obviously I have the Ahoy Siri. I can do all the different commands and be able to do everything hands-free. And you got on top of that, you got the Apple ecosystem where they can digitize their Apple Music and Apple TV to experience that. Does that mean I can't watch movies on Netflix and get the same experience? You sure bet you can. I have listened to some of the Star Wars movie off the Disney Plus, and it sounds amazing. When the bass needs to be there, you can hear the thump and everything. It's just a truly amazing experience. Do I love my Sony? I love my Sony to death. I had it for years. I had my Bose for years. I even have to say Sony was better than Bose in a number of ways. I am a true believer in the AirPod Max. Yes. Is it worth every penny? Again, that goes back to the question. It goes to the eye of the beholder. You definitely need to try on it for yourself if it's something that you want to fork out. A lot of people may not be able to afford it. I'm just totally blessed, and I'm extremely humble to be able to afford something like this on my own. It is something I did have to save up, and I've been saving up for months because I've known about this coming out, and so it's been something I have put my money into a cookie jar on a rainy day. So it was that rainy day is over. I was able to buy it with cash. So I saved up for it. It's not for everybody. I am a very heavy headphone user, in meaning I wear this nonstop when I'm home. It doesn't leave my head. And I listen to movies, music, shows, everything with my headphones. If you are a TV person, you watch and you got a great stereo system going on, may not be for you. If you have other headphones that are doable, like Sony, you may not need it. I'm not an audiophile. I have a hearing aid, so I do not hear all these nicky-picky stuff that some people do. But I can tell you, for somebody that has a hearing aid, and if I can hear the difference and hear things I never heard before, that says something. It is amazing. Also, the transparent mode, I love. So I can be able to watch shows and movies and with people around me talk to me. And again, I'm able to hear things I was never able to hear. I said, what is that noise? I was like, oh my gosh, that's the heater on. I can hear the heater vent just blowing. I can hear the refrigerator ice machine dropping ice and stuff. I said, wow, it's like wearing hearing aids in somewhat. But I have hearing aids, and it just like incorporates on top of that. It just makes things crisp. And it is a fantastic experience. I love it. I don't regret it. I think it is worth every penny of it. And it is top quality feel to the whole thing itself. Now, before I leave here, there are settings for your AirPod Max. If you have them on, you go onto the settings of your iPhone, go under settings, go to Bluetooth, go to the AirPod Max, swipe up to more information, double tap that. Once that option is up, from here, you'll have all these different settings you can do. I would show that in this podcast. However, to be able to see the settings, they have to be paired and onto your iPhone, essentially meaning that I cannot put this onto the podcast mixer because the iPhone is connected to the headphone, if that makes sense. From here, you're able to do different variety of settings. For example, the digital crown, as I mentioned, counterclockwise, increase the volume, clockwise, decrease the volume. You can reverse this. If you don't like that, you can reverse that. Spatial audio is in this area. You can also turn on noise cancellation or transparent from here. And lastly, towards the bottom, it will show you the model name and the serial number for the AirPod Max. So those are the unboxing and thoughts of the AirPod Max. I know this was kind of a lengthy podcast, but for those that are interested or want to know everything about it, I hope I explained everything to you in this podcast. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.